We're back on the Spartan Burgers pregame show before Hub City meets Wilmington. We're sitting down with Mason Milkey, the Spartan Burgers pitching coach. Mason, appreciate your time.
Hey, Ian, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
A very strong start to the season for the Spartan Burgers pitching staff. Through eight games, leading high A baseball in walks and hits per innings pitch, or WHIP, as it's more commonly known. How have you guys found success?
Yeah, we have a great group of guys. First of all, they work extremely hard. They're excited to be out here every day. But this group prides themselves on attacking the strike zone. We preach a lot of first base strikes, get to two strikes before two balls, and then once you get there, you got a chance to finish.
Last week against a very talented group of Greenville hitters, your starters really stood out. I think it was over 20 innings and just two earned runs. What worked from day to day, game plan to game plan that you guys put together?
The catchers did an outstanding job, first and foremost. They know these pitchers' strengths like the back of their hand, and we leaned on their strengths. And then second time, third time through, we had to start mixing off speed more. But the catchers did an outstanding job of kind of making the adjustment before the pitcher got hit.
So let's talk about those catchers. You've got Malcolm Moore, you've got Ben Hartle, and you've got Cal Stark, all who have different personalities and different strengths. They've been with a lot of these pitchers over the past couple of years, and you might not have seen them since Arizona. How much do you rely on them?
I rely on them a ton. In game, it's about the catcher and the pitcher. They're the ones in battle together. And at the end of the day, like, they got to make the adjustments in real time. I can only talk to them between innings or when I'm out there on the mound. So I rely a ton on these guys. They've done a really great job establishing relationships. They're always out there during practice in the bullpen, getting to know these guys. And then obviously pregame, I talk to them, but they do a great job leading the meetings with the pitchers and really telling them what they're going to have for them.
And a recent change to the rules of baseball, your mound visits are now 30 seconds. How do you make the most of that time?
Yeah, it's been an adjustment for me as well, you know, thinking in my head, like, do I need to jog here? Can I walk here? Am I walking just to slow the game down? Am I going to jog because I got more things to say? So I'm still trying to learn as we go.
Mason Milkey, the Spartan Burgers pitching coach, with us here on the pregame show. Tonight, Aiden Curry takes the mound. He had a fantastic start to the season. What'd you like from Curry's first appearance last week?
Two things. I love that he attacked the strike zone. He got ahead in counts. He used a slider and cutter in the strike zone. And then with two strikes, he relied on his best swing and miss pitches. So he threw his fastball hard up in the strike zone, and then he threw his slider hard down in glove side.
You got to see Aiden last year when he went to the complex for a little while. How have you seen him develop from then until now?
He's taken a big step in terms of maturity. He's got a plan for every single day. He's really grabbing onto the things we're trying to give him. He's also done a great job knowing, like, my fastball is a good pitch, and I need to trust that in the strike zone.
So just keeping it simple instead of mixing the off-speed too much. What he told us, Andrew Silver interviewed him last week, was that he made a big jump over the offseason by gaining some weight, adding some mass. Have you noticed a difference there?
Absolutely. His body looks phenomenal. We've noticed with him when his body weight drops, the velo kind of drops as well. So he came to camp in great shape. The velo's the best it's ever been, and hopefully he keeps it there.
I got to see him throw a couple innings against the Padres out in Arizona, and he was fantastic, only allowed one base runner. Mason Milkey's with us on the pregame show, the Spartan Burgers pitching coach. Mason, let's dive into your background. When did you first fall in love with baseball?
I fell in love with baseball at a young age when I was 4 or 5 years old. I think of my dad picking me up after school and trying to do home run derby when I was in Little League. I just think of all the great players I've seen giving me a baseball or signing an autograph, and that made me really want to give back. I don't have the best playing career. I had a lot of injuries, but I always want to give the players my best.
So if you were playing home run derby as a kid, how did you gravitate to pitching?
That's a great question. I always got praised for being left-handed. Everyone wants left-handed pitchers, and ultimately I was better at pitching. But my best core memories of baseball are my dad throwing me BP or playing catch with me.
It's always one of those father-son connections that helps to develop the love of the game. So you mentioned the injuries during your college career. When did you know that you wanted to take the step from playing to coaching?
Yeah, that kind of evolved throughout college. So every year in college, I coached a high school team, summer type of team. But being hurt for three seasons, I wanted to be part of the team still. I wanted to keep playing, but ultimately I couldn't. So my only chance to, like, help the team was helping other guys out, helping the younger guys, mentoring them, and thankful for my coach, Brian Kitamura, who let me kind of evolve into a coach through my time there.
Well, you've seemed to find a great home through college, and now you've found a home with the Rangers. Happy to have you here in High A Hub City, Mason.
Appreciate that, Ian. Thank you so much.
We'll be back in a moment on the Spartanburgers pregame show. We'll have starting lineups and first pitch from Wilmington.